This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office has arrested three suspects in connection with a fatal rock-throwing spree last week. Deputies took three young men, all 18 years old, into custody overnight. The suspects are accused of injuring at least six drivers while throwing landscaping rocks into windshields around the Rocky Flats Wildlife Refuge. One driver was struck and killed. The sheriff's office says the suspects are facing charges of first-degree murder and extreme indifference, among others. Roads in Metro Denver could be slick this morning as a spring storm moves through the state, but conditions should clear up after the morning commute. Bruno Rodriguez is a forecaster with the National Weather Service.
Drying out, you know, mostly by mid-morning, just some residual showers maybe over the mountains and some of the southern plains.
Vail Pass and Idaho Springs saw the brunt of the storm. A state bill to expand accessible housing for people with disabilities lacks the support to move forward this year. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Democratic Representative David Ortiz says he didn't have the votes to require apartment buildings to include more units adapted to people with limited mobility. So instead, he's setting up a task force to come up with recommendations on expanding access for housing, outdoor recreation, and government.
Able-bodied individuals, leg walkers as I call them, just were not ready and we're not comfortable with the transformative work we were trying to do. I didn't consider it too lofty. It's not like I was even asking for full equity, which I should be asking for.
Ortiz is Colorado's first lawmaker to use a wheelchair, a bill he's sponsoring to make it easier for people to sue for disability discrimination is still moving through the state house. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org.